This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. President of Russia, Vladimir Putin, will pay a state visit to India today for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. During the two-day visit, President Putin will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Both leaders will exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. President Draupadi Murmu will receive the Russian president and host a banquet in his honor. In view of increasing acceptance of Sanchar Sathi app, the government has decided not to make the pre-installation of the app mandatory for mobile manufacturers. The Ministry of Communications in a statement said that the app is secure and purely meant to help citizens from bad actors in the cyber world. Union Minister of Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya rejected the opposition's allegations of snooping, saying that snooping is neither possible nor will happen with the Sanchar Sathi app. Replying to a question in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Sindhya clarified that users can activate the app by registering at their convenience to access its benefits, and they may deactivate or delete it from their devices at any time. The Lok Sabha has passed the Central Excise Agreement Amendment Bill 2025. The proposed law aimed to amend the Central Excise Act 1944, specifically to raise excise duties and cess on tobacco products. Replying to a debate on the bill, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, "This is not a new law and not even an additional tax." She said it is not a cess but an excise duty which existed before GST. She said, even after GST came into effect, compensation cess rates remained unchanged from July 2017 to 2024.
When GST was introduced in 2017, the central government gave up its excise rights and the duties which were levied under the central excise on tobacco products.
The government has mandated all pan masala packs to display retail sale price on their labels. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs in a statement said that these amendments are made under the Legal Metrology Second Amendment Rules 2025. It informed that the amendment rules will come into effect on the 1st of February next year, from which date all manufacturers, packers and importers of pan masala will be required to comply with the new regulations. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has said, today, nearly 64% of citizens receive at least one form of social security, making India the world's second largest provider of social security benefits. Speaking at India Edge 2025 conference in New Delhi, Dr. Mandavia said the new labour codes drew insights from the International Labour Organization by introducing several worker-friendly measures.
We have to give rights to the labourers. We also have to ensure their welfare, and that is why we have taken several such steps, which is not just about the merging of laws, but we have brought these reforms as a mission to give dignity and respect to our workforce and honour their self-empowerment.
A 40-member European Union negotiating team will arrive in New Delhi today, marking the most incentive phase of the India-EU trade free trade agreement discussions. EU Ambassador to India Herb Delphin, speaking at India's World Annual Conclave 2025, said the current negotiations represent a fundamentally new phase, calling them EU-India FTA Negotiation 2.0. In men's cricket, South Africa defeated India by 4 wickets in the second game of the three-match ODI series in Raipur. After winning the toss, the host scored 358 for 5 in stipulated 50 overs. In response, South Africa successfully chased down the target, reaching 362 for 6 with 4 balls remaining. With this win, the three-match ODI series is now levelled at 1-1. And that's the end of the news bulletin.